We are learning the Sefer Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the second line from the top. We learned yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Gedoy lo tshuva, that mekara'as gzardina shel adam." It rips up a gzardin, and the Gemara kash of a few places, and the Gemara answered the difference. A gzera is on a yachid, that taka you can't rip up. But on a tzibur, and a tzibur davens, that can be ripped up aydei tshuva. That's the Gemara's chilek. Now the Gemara says that we could fix up Rabbi Yechanan, and even a gzar din de yachid is a tanoim. There are man the yomer mahold. Even a gzar din of a single person could be ripped up with tshuva. A gzar din de yachid gufa tanoim. The Tanya learned in a brisa. Hoya Rav Meir Omer shnayim she'ol lemita. Two people that got into bed v'chaloyim shavim. They have the same sickness. There's two fellows. They both got sick. Same time, they both went into a hospital bed. There were two people who went up to be judged, to be killed. They went to, as Rashi says, based vaj done by the Foshes Lariga. They had a court case where if they're found guilty, they'll be killed. They did the same thing wrong. When two people were sick, one person made it off the bed. He walked away. He got better. The other one died. Zen Nitzel, Zen Nitzel. Same thing when they went to court. One was saved, one was not saved. The Bryce asked, why did this guy get saved, can I get saved? Zokta Rameyer, Zen Nitzel, Zen Nitzel, Zen Nitzel. So why was this one saved and this one not saved? The answer is, Zen Spal Venena, Zen Spal Venena. This one davened and was answered, and the other one davened and was not answered. What's pshat? Why was this one answered and this one not answered? No. This one davened a complete tefillah. He was answered. The other one didn't daven a full complete tefillah was not answered. What does it mean tefillah shleima? Rashi says it's kavan. So it means the one who had kavana, the one who had a lot of kavana, his tefillah was answered. The one who did not have kavana, the tefillah was not answered. That's Rav Meir's pshat. Why one person was saved, one person was not saved? You have to speak out, even though we know every time someone davens, he doesn't always get answered. But here, this could be a difference. This could be a difference maker. That the reason why he was saved and he was not saved because he davened b'kavana, he davened without kavana. Rav Elazar, you know, different pshat. Kan koydim gzardin, kan lach gzardin. They both davened the same. They both davened the same. Just one person was before his gzardin, one was after his gzardin, and therefore one was answered, one was not answered. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Yafa Tzaakal Adam, Ben Koyim Gzardin, Ben Lach Gzardin. Davening is good for a person side before the gzardin and side after the gzardin. So here we have a Yachid, and we have a Brisa that has a Machlaikis. The Shiloh is a three-way Machlaikis, two-way Machlaikis. Rameya says the difference was if they daven Kavar or not. So you can learn Rameya, even after gzardin, it works. Just the shaila is the davening with kavana. So you see for our mayor, like Rabbi Yechanan Pashtus, the original thing, that even the yachid is ne'ena after gzardin. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's a chilek tin. Losa says, it's a chilek tin gzardin after gzardin. Rabbi Yitzchak also says clearly, he says, in more first, yafa tzalka ben kodim gzardin ben lach gzardin. So for sure, Rabbi Yitzchak is like Rabbi Yechanan, that holds that yachid could be Nikra, it could be Karet Gzardin even after the Gzardin, even a Yachid. And the Shail is there a mayor, like, is there, was a mayor hold? So the Mechlekes in the Acharinim. Some say Rav Yitzchak is just explaining Rav Meir. Others say Rav Yitzchak is more like a Hachra'a, which means that Rav Yitzchak is saying you need more than Stama Davening, you need Tza'oko, you need some screaming. Then it will work after Gzardin. That means Tefillah alone won't help after Gzardin. But Yafa Tza'oko after Gzardin. And pastors, we paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak, that Yafa Tzalka. There's not a very interesting thing to speak out, that Rabbi Elazar says that the chilek between two people was, one was for Gzardin, one was after Gzardin. When did the story happen? When the story happened, they got into bed together, they both got into bed when they got sick, or they went to court case. When? Hanukkah time? So it's Hanukkah time. How could one guy be for Gzardin, after Gzardin? Yom Kippur was 2 months ago. So what exactly is the case? How could it be one Gzardin, after Gzardin? So Zakta, I think the Turi Evan says, Pshat is, we're going according to the Mandiyama, who says, Odom Nidda Mechol Yoyim. This Gemara is going like the Mandiyama holds, I think it's Rav Meir, Rav Yaisi, like Rav Yaisi holds, Odom Nidda Mechol Yoyim. It's not a riot, we're passing like that Mandiyama, because the Gemara before also said, Keman Matzlin and Idna, Ksir Rav Amri, Keman Rav Yaisi, Gemara has another Pshat also, Balkaponim, the this Gemara sounds like that, and that's like it's possible for Gzardin after Gzardin. So look at the Gemara about them. What was it given before? And the Gemara before that, a Gzardin the Tzibur, that for sure could be ripped up with tefillah. Even though Yachid is a Shailin the Gemara before, but Gzardin Shel Tzibur, Gzardin the Tzibur, we said that was Pashit, could be ripped up with tefillah. So the Gemara says, Gzardin the Tzibur, mi mikra? Does it get ripped up? There's one Pashit that says that Yirmiyahu told the Klal Yisrael, before the Churban Habayis, says, "Kapsi mirali beich Yerushalayim, clean up, do tshuva, clean up your ra from your heart, in order to that Yerushalayim shouldn't be charev." So we're talking to that tzibur here, and the tzibur says the impasse, "Kiyam the kapsi v'nesser v'tarblach borius nichtav avaynech lefanai," that even if you do tshuva, the aveir will stay there. Nichtav avaynech, he'll be stained forever. Nichtav avaynech lefanai sounds like he can't do tshuva anymore. My lab. So what's the chiluk to psukim? Kan koydim gzardin, kalach gzardin. So what do you see? You see that after gzardin, you cannot do tshuva anymore. So even by a tzibur, which is the discussion in that pasuk, you can't do tshuva after gzardin. Zogdmar loy. Either yidakas gzardin. They're both after gzardin. Why sometimes I say nichtam avaynich? Loy kasha. Kam gzardin sheyash yimay shavua. Kam gzardin sheyin yimay shavua. That a gzardin, even after gzardin, avada, it could be ripped up, it could be changed. But if it's a gzardin, sheyesh yimay shvua, that already can be changed. Where do you find such an idea that a gzardin with a shvua cannot be changed? Because Rav Shmuel bar Ami, the Om Rav Shmuel bar Ami, the Amrilo Om Rav Shmuel bar Achmeni, Om Rav Yenison, menayin le gzardin, sheyesh yimay shvua, she'en nikra. How do you know a gzardin that has a shvua with it is not, can be changed, can be ripped up? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, that the Navi told Eli, "L'chein eshpati l'beis Eli imischaper avoin beis Eli b'zavach of mincha." Eli's children, Pinchas and Chafni, did something wrong. It's a shayla exactly what they did wrong. Pastors, the Gemara Shabbos says what they did wrong was, but they didn't bring the kabbanis of the women right away, and therefore they couldn't go back home. Like upon them, it's they got a klala, and the klala was that they're all going to die young, and it says. Even a zevach hamincha won't be mechaper. So you see that even tefillah, which is b'makom avoda, will not help to change that shvua, change that klala. So that's so gzardin sheyesh yimay shvua that you see is harder to be ripped up. I can ask you a question. That's a yachid. Who said by a tzibur it can't be ripped up? That's a yachid eili. Zay frek the rishonim. So the Ran answers that this is also called a tzibur. Eli is considered a tzibur. Why? Because din the Eli is of the Ran, the tzibur who? It's considered a tzibur. Kim the nafki rabbi menes. A lot of descendants came from him. The kula zari kalayit. His children forever and ever were cursed. So therefore, since it's all his children for dairis, for generations, that's called a tzibur also. And still, we see there's no heter, there's no changing that. Klala, so you see, Gzadin Shesh Meshvua is harder to break. Amar Rava, or some say it's Amar Rava, because we'll see that they're going to say something about, Rava, that he was like the descendants of Eli. We know Rava was not a Kohen. Maybe Rava was a Kohen. So Amar Rava or Amar Rava, B'zevach HaMincha Ein HaMischaper, Av Mischaper B'Tayru. B'zevach HaMincha won't help you to change the Gzadin. With a shua, let's say Eli's descendants. Oh, but Torah will work. If you learn Torah, that will help. Will help. Not only Torah, either Torah or Gemil Chasadim. That's the Rebbein Chanan learns either one. And what's the Bia Machlekes? So they say we know there's three things that the world stands by: Ala Torah, Vala Avoda, Vala Gemil Chasadim. So Rava held that. That order means that Torah is the best, second to best is Avodah, then comes Gemilas Chasadim. So Rava said, good Zevach HaMincha, which is Avodah, doesn't help, but Torah, which is a step before that, that will help. Nabai said, no, all three are equal, all three help. Why does Zevach HaMincha Avodah help? Since Chofni and Pinchas, the kids of Eli, were Mezalzel in the Avodah, it's Enka Tega Nasa Sanega, and that can't help them. And therefore, Zevach HaMincha can't help. But Torah and Gemilas Chasadim will help. So, like upon him, it's like Rav and Abaya, what will help the descendants of Eli have a longer life? So, Gemara says, "Right, the Rav and Abaya and the base Eli Kasu, they were descendants of Eli. Rabba das also with Taira. Rabba who learned Taira chaya Abba Mishnan. They lived 40 years. We changed it to Rabba because Taisa and Rashi both speak out. The Rabba wasn't a Kayin, so if it's the descendants of Eli, it must be Rabba. Rabba the Asik with Taira chaya Abba Mishnan lived 40 years. Abaya the Asik with Taira did both chaya Shishnim because everyone added 20 years, so he lived 60 years. Because the children of Eli were destined to die between 18 and 20, right when they become mature adults. And might say they lived the extra 40 years because he did Torah and Gemilas Sadim. Tanu Rabbanan, Mishpacha Achas Hoysav Yerushalayim, Shoyi Meisei 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 Meisei. The people who died, they died young, they died 18. Bova Dios Virachan Zakai, the king of Zakai, what you do? The children dying 18. Amalahem. So he told them, Shema Mishpachas Eli Arta, maybe you are from Mishpachas Eli. The Chsiv Beit says in the Pasuk, V'chom Barbas Beit Zechav, your children of your house, your Musu Anoshim, will die when they're Anoshim, which means when they come mature adults, and 18, 20 years old. L'chu V'isku V'tayra, go learn Torah V'chiyu and live. Halchu V'asku V'tayra V'chiyu and they lived. V'yikarin Oysa Mishpacha, Rabbi Yechanan Al-Shamay, they called that Mishpacha, Mishpachas Rabbi Yechanan Al-Shamay, they called him Mishpachas Rabbi Yechanan because of his idea to learn Torah. Oh. So it's mashmi they passed like Rav and not like Abaya. Yeah? So some answer because they already knew that they were doing Gemilas Chasadim. They already had a big organization, they had Chaverim, Matzalos. They knew that the thing they were missing was Torah. That's one shot. And the other mayors right at Rav. That's the they do speak about that kasha. And the one on Tzitzis Malah, they knew it. They were Oisik ready with Gemilas Chasadim. How do you know that Gzardin Shal Tzibur never gets sealed? It says in the Pasuk, we have before, that your Averis are staying in front of you, talking about the Tzibur. Hello. How do you know that a Gzair of a Tzibur, even though it's sealed, it could be ripped? The Pasuk says, like Hashem, our God is always available for us. And Loshem Bechol, Dr. Sviz Rechavim, is with Mashma, even after Gzardin. So it's anytime you daven to Hashem, you could turn over the Gzera. Break the Gemara of Aksiv, Dirshu Hashem Yimotzai. That seek Hashem when he's found. It's Mashma, only when he's found you can find him. And for the Gemara, Hashem B'yachid, Hakav B'tzibur. That's by a Yachid, it's Daf Dirshu Hashem Yimotzai. But B'tzibur, this is one of the big inyanim why we should always try hard to daven in minyan, because you have this milo of Kashem Elokeinu v'chol kareinu olav. But Yochid Amos, when is that those times that a dirshu Hashem v'imatzor Hashem is found? Amar Rabba Avua, Eilu asar yom shmei Rosh Hashanah yom kippurim. That's the 10 days in Rosh Hashanah yom kippur, that's when Hashem is found, that's when it's easier for Yochid to do tshuva and change exardin. In the Pasuk it says, in Shmuel Aleph, Vahike Saras Hayamim, Vahike Vashem Es Novel. There was a ma'aseh there that David and his men were at war and they needed food, and he sent ten of his people to Novel, who was a very, very wealthy person, to go get some provisions. And Novel basically threw them out. And the 10 people came to his house. He offered them something to eat and drink because they came to visit him. He thought maybe they're coming for whatever. And Elisha, when he heard that they want stuff, he threw them out and he said, I'm not giving you any money. Get out of here. And because of that, Novel got punished very badly. Abigail tried to come make up for it. I end up sukkum there. But upon him, it says that after 10 days, Hashem killed Novel. So Aseres Yom Mai V'tai, what is the significance of these 10 days? Omrav Yudom Rav. Because at least he fed those 10 shaluchim, those 10 messengers, he fed them a little food, his life got extended 10 days just from giving that food. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avua Amar, Eilu Asar Yom Shmei Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. These are the 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva that Hashem gave him a chance to do tshuva. And he didn't do tshuva, that's why he died. It's because I heard him if this was actually the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, or just like he got 10 days there, that's a remez to our Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Look at the Rishash in Maseches Gittin that talks about that. When we go back to our Mishnah says that Adam is Nidon on Rosh Hashanah. A person gets judged on Rosh Hashanah. And the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Rosh Hashanah kol bay olam, all the people of the world, oivrim lefanav bnei marom, they go in front of Hashem like bnei marom. What does bnei marom mean? Marom have three pshatim. Maikim bnei marom, hocha targimu, here in Bavali, taich kibeya marno, which means like sheep. They go in front of Hashem like sheep. like one single file, when you do Meiser, Behema on sheep, you put them single file, and the 10th one is Meiser Behema, so they go in front of Hashem, single file, like sheep. They go single file, like when someone goes up this cliff with a very narrow path, you go one at a time, you don't push someone off, Hashem. So that's how they walk in front of Hashem, like Miles Bnei Marim, Beis Marim, which means like this tall, tall mountain, tall cliff. Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul Amar, Ki Chayolos of Beis David. Like the Chayolos, like when they count the soldiers of Beis David, they walk one at a time. Same thing here, they're like Bnei Marim, they count, and Marim is also Morus, of someone being a master over them. That's also of Marim. Now they go, it all means basically the same thing. Pashas, the first day is not a machlokes, just different examples how going one at a time they go in front of Hashem. Omer Rav Achan, there is a Koich Ve'or from Mitzvah Paterberger who explains that three different type of people, the people who go like sheep, who go like up a cliff, different Shatim says. Omer Rav Achan V'yechanam, V'kul Nitzkar M'skir Achas. Still, even though they go one at a time, Hashem looks at everyone with one look, one blick, one look. Even though they're going one at a time, Hashem judged everyone at one time. And what this also needs explanation is that there's two dinim, the din of one at a time, the din is everyone has a tzibur. I'll bring you a raya that the kulin niskar miskir achas. Why? Because our Mishnah brings the pasuk of Yotzi Yachal Livim Meivim Kol Maseim. It says, Rosh Hashanah Kol Boi Olam Oivim Fonecha Lefanov Kimnei Marim. Shenemav HaYotzi Yachal Livim Meivim Kol Maseim. So what does that mean? HaYotzi Yachal Livim Meivim Kol Maseim. My comma, what does that pasuk mean? So the pasuk sounds like Hashem creates all hearts together as one, and they're all the same. Ilim hachkama deberenu kuliyama, Hashem created the whole world. Umiyachli barakadadi makes their hearts exactly the same. We see every person has their own wants and own likes. They're not all the same. Elav hachkama, this is what it means, the pasuk. The pasuk before that says, Hishkiach l'kol yoyish v'yoretz. Hashem looks over all the people of land. Hayoytze roya yachalibam, the creator sees together at one time, everyone's heart, or maybe the Koma same, and it stands all their ways. So you see, the pasuk is saying is Hashem at one time judges and sees everyone at one time, and that's the raya to the man Yomo says the kulam niskarim b'skira achas. Now, like is that it's the raya to that idea that kulam niskarim b'skira achas.